Welcome to our store, madam. Make yourself comfortable. Feel free to look around, and when you're ready, just signal and someone will come to assist you in completing your purchase. Oh, and by the way, we have some refreshments available for you if you like. At no extra charge.
See what we did not tell you?
You man, the place posh for true. It nice, man.
Yeah, pure art couture things them sell inside here, you know.
Me no know in a Shaniqua. Me no think me can afford a store, yeah. Them brandy look like them above my pay grade.
But I start with me, no girl. Me tell you, it's a posh uptown place, me I carry you. And me tell you, say, them never cheap.
Yeah, but what?
My girl, look on the label them inside here. You see nothing in English? A pure Italian or French label inside here. So you know you have to spend a certain amount. If you want dress like a hot girl and impress the kind of man them what you want, a damn price I have to pay. You think Mr. Metcalf, with him 8-figure salary, won't go out with a girl when he know if he appreciate expensive things? You must be mad.
All right. I guess you're right.
Good. Now go try and address ya. It look like it will fit your skin color.
How much for it? A 27 grand itself for that dress, ya?
Tiffy.
Thank you so much for your business. Please come again. Goodbye. Johnny, yeah man, I'm Mark. We're gonna need some more of the fake Gucci clothes, tag them there, and a next set of the black and white dress them. Tell me if it's not watch the living room settings, she a top dressmaker. The cheap little dress them I sell like hot bread. The uptown people them love them youth. Hey, same price again na youth. 18 bills a dress. Yeah man, little more. Welcome to our store, madam. Please look around. Make yourself comfortable.
Counterfeit goods is big business in Jamaica. According to the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, over $1.2 billion in counterfeit goods was seized in 2017, while Jamaica Customs seized approximately $376 million in counterfeit goods at the ports last year.
Persons involved in the sale of counterfeit products also engage in the sale of restricted and potentially life-threatening items such as black mosquito coil, skin bleaching products, fireworks, and uncustomed alcohol.
Director of Contraband Enforcement Team at Jamaica Customs, Albert Anderson.
As it relates to footwear, we had seized or detained approximately 98,000 pairs of footwear, apparel, 15,000 pieces, 11,000 pieces of handbags, and we have cigarettes, over 1 million sticks of cigarettes, and cigars, over 2,000 sticks of cigarettes.
Director for Risk Management at Jamaica Customs, O'Neill Martin. He says China is the primary country of origin for the majority of counterfeit consumer items coming into Jamaica. Mr. Martin says the agency is committed to preventing the shipping and distribution of counterfeit goods through the ports. However, greater support is required from the rights holders of the popular brands that are counterfeited. This as the agency can only take action to seize counterfeit goods when authorized by rights holders.
Once they give us the notification, there are some requirements that they must meet in terms of notifying customs and giving us the permission to act on their behalf. You will at times look at items and you might suspect that this item looks counterfeit, but the determination of a counterfeit is not done by the customs agency, it is done by the rights holder whose brand is being infringed.
The customer at present does not speak to counterfeit goods. And that is why custom officers really cannot do much when the goods are being imported. And that's why sometimes you see so much out on the street. And that is why now we're looking at repealing and replacing the Customs Act.
Director of the Contraband Enforcement Team at Jamaica Customs, Albert Anderson. Efforts to modernize legislation to better address counterfeiting will also see the fines and penalties being increased to deter criminals. In the meantime, Director for Risk Management at Jamaica Customs, O'Neill Martin, is urging members of the public to play their part in helping to reduce the prevalence of counterfeit goods in Jamaica.
If they have reason to suspect that an item that they have purchased is counterfeit, they can contact the Jamaica Customs Agency. Also, they can contact the Jamaica Constabulary Force also to report items that they feel or suspect that it is counterfeit.
Join us next time as we continue our look at how the government is seeking to deal with the problem of counterfeit goods in Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.